football on Off the Ball.
I think there's an interesting thing goes on when you have coaches who try to control so much, when they try to take the emotion out of it, when they try to make it data-driven. That leads to a loss of faith from fans in their players' abilities.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Rugby Daily
with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Saturday's Rugby Daily. I'm Dara Smith-Nocton, taking over today's pod live from London for a very special edition of Rugby Daily. We'll be hearing from Ireland head coach Andy Farrell and captain Caelan Doris following their otherworldly performance against England. I had a word post-game with try-scorer Tommy O'Brien and the man of the moment, Stuart McCluskey. So we'll be going through their immediate thoughts after what was a historic day's work in London. First up, let's hear from Andy Farrell. He summed up what that result versus England means to him and where it ranks amongst his wins as Irish head coach.
I don't know. I suppose we'll have a good think about that whilst we're reminiscing later on this evening. But it's a special day. It's a special day. 100% is to come here and perform like that. You know, we'd obviously be delighted with that. But it's even more so than that for us. I thought the respect that the lads show for one another out there on the field was immense. The respect that they show for the jersey and what it meant to them, and the respect for the Irish people, really. To learn some lessons and grow as a group and as a team was the overriding feeling for me.
Andy also broke down where he thought the game was won and lost and who he thought were the top performers for his team today.
Well, we got told we needed to dampen them down, and and rightly so, because we was here 2 years ago when England lost to Scotland, and they played outstandingly well and played some outstanding rugby on that day as well. So there's a lesson to be learned there for us, but more so the lesson from Paris and us growing as a group is the key. It's about doing the things that you promised each other that you were going to do, and be free, get out of your own way, and just let go and play the game that's in front of you, and have no distractions. And we did that, and what that accumulated to was some fantastic rugby that was broken field stuff. We got them on the break, you know, made line breaks from deep in our own half, and you know, ground it out as well on their line. So it catered for a bit of everything, really. But I suppose, you know, the telling parts of Stu McCluskey chasing back Marcus there and being able to put him in touch just shows the fight, and also the Rob Balkin one on the far side just shows the fight and the spirit that these lads have got for one another and what it means to them.
I asked Andy Farrell whether these wins are just a little bit sweeter, knowing that he's given the Irish people a great day to celebrate. Here's what he had to say.
Honestly, he does. We just had the tea shock in the change rooms there, and we spoke as a group after that as well. It is special. It is special because, honestly, I said it to the lads, I didn't care whether we won or lost today, just whether we grew as a group, because we know where we want to go to. And it just so happens that to the people of Ireland, that winning does matter, and it brings a bit of joy in everyone's face. So for them, I mean, the crowd, the people who turned up in the stadium, it was immense. And I hope everyone at home is just as proud as well.
The term keyboard warriors came up once again in an Irish press conference. Farrell this time had a very brief but poignant response, as he also spoke about whether Ireland can start to think about a Six Nations title.
What would you say to the keyboard warriors?
Have they still been abusing? I've not been reading, so apparently that's life, isn't it? It's not my life anyway. It's certainly not these lads' lives. So we tend to not take it on and just try and blow forward. You know what? What will be will be. We just need to move on after this. We've got a final week. We'll review obviously the start of the competition and seeing how much we've grown, the important part for us is to keep on doing that in the last 2 weeks, and what will be really.
And finally, from Andy Farrell, praise was aplenty for the man sitting to his right as he spoke about his captain Caitlin Doris's performance in the number 8 jersey.
Well, I thought he'd had his best game in a good while. I mean, he was immense in his carry. That's Caitlin at his best, isn't it? How he led from the front and got us over the game line was outstanding. But I mean, we could 100% have 2 minutes on every single person out there. I mean, Jamison and Shu McCluskey, Josh, Tygburn, Joe. You know, it'd be cruel to leave people out. But the growth in the team is with the likes of Rob Balakoon, Stu McCluskey dominating at this type of level in such a big game like that, Kian Prendergast coming on and showing that he belongs at this level, Nick Timoney coming on doing exactly the same. The respect that they have now got from the peers is pretty solid.
Speaking of Ireland's captain, Caitlin Doris spoke about what today's performance will do for his team going forward in the Six Nations and beyond.
Yeah, it's big. Like I spoke to you guys yesterday about Paris being a reference point, where hopefully we'll see a pretty steep incline in terms of performances, and I think this will now be a reference point that we look back on as a proper good performance that's given us a lot of belief. I've also mentioned to you guys that at the core of what we're doing in training, in camp, there has been belief still at the core, and I think you saw some of that through how we played today. But yeah, it was just like unbelievable atmosphere out there. You talk about inspiring the nation and getting the Irish people behind us, and hopefully that brought both the people here and at home a bit of joy today. So we definitely enjoyed it.
His name has been mentioned a few times in this episode of Rugby Daily, and no doubt will be on many people's lips over the course of the next few days. I was in conversation with Stu McCluskey post-match. Let's take a listen.
Stu, you're playing some unbelievable stuff. What do you put it down to this stage in your career?
Probably it's a strange one. My body feels really good, as it has done for a while, but when you play more, you get more experience. I've seen most of the things that can happen in rugby field now. I probably have played the most professional games or close to the most professional games on our team, and I'm just confident in what I do. As long as my body stays in pretty good nick, I'm pretty confident I can do this for a while longer.
How good was it to hear the fields of Athenry kind of take over Twickenham in that kind of 65-70 minute?
Yeah, it was nice. I actually didn't realise there were so many Irish fans in here. It was class, it was great noise, and yeah, it's tough to really enjoy it when the game probably won. If you're watching at home, you think the game's won, but when you're actually playing, you're like, right, next moment, if we just get through this, there's no way they can win. And it was kind of that there until about 75 minutes.
You're offering so much to this team. I know a lot of people kind of, before you got back into the team, were putting you down as just like a bulldozing type of inside centre, but you're obviously a lot more than that.
Yeah, you see that a bit. Like, I think if anybody who actually watches rugby over the last probably 5 or 6 years, you'd know that that's not my game. And especially when I play for Ulster, there's a lot of variety to it. So yeah, if I prove those people I'm not that, I'm happy, but I think I knew myself I'm not that.
Big Stu also spoke about that now famous try-saving chase down tackle on Marcus Smith and where that level of effort came from across the Irish team in Twickenham today.
Yeah, as I said in the last interview, I probably ran back and hoped more than expectation, and as I got closer I was like, oh flip, I'm actually going to get him. But yeah, I was absolutely cooked after it. Now I have basically a body bag for the last 5 minutes, but thankfully the game was won.
Faz mentioned you upstairs and actually said, you know, that shows the fight that you all had for each other. That sort of epitomised it. Did you feel that out there today with your teammates?
I think we said that. That's one of the things we said going into the day. It's like, be all in for everybody, being in every moment. Whether that's the first minute, the 8th minute. As long as we fight for each other, whatever the result was, we'd be happy.
And finally, Stuart spoke about coming to terms with the international selection calls a couple of years ago, what it means now to be getting regular game time in the green jersey.
Yes, class. Like, I think I said to myself a few years ago, like, I'm just going to enjoy every game I get from now on. I obviously haven't played as much as I would have liked over the years. Like, not to turn my nose up at how many caps I have, but I would love more. And I think at the start I probably didn't enjoy it. I was just feeling the pressure. Now I just take every chance I have and try to enjoy everything I do out here, and it's amazing to do it in that jersey, what it represents, and do it for the team that we have in there.
I was in conversation with another hero of the day, Tommy O'Brien, in the immediate aftermath as Tommy spoke about coming on a little earlier than he had anticipated, the intensity of the match, and much more.
Tommy, that felt like kind of a perfect game for you because you're such an intense player and you really throw your body into every tackle. It was really, really intense out there, wasn't it?
It was. I think Twickenham is always going to be at this level. We knew that that was kind of something that we said, just making sure that the first 20 minutes we absolutely fire into them. I actually ended up getting on after 20 minutes, which I wasn't expecting, but I just said fire into it and give it an absolute crack is what we said, and see what happens from there.
What was going through your head when you were coming on earlier than you expected?
Yeah, sometimes it's better where you're just thrown into it, you don't have time to think. Sometimes I haven't been on the bench in a while, but you forget that when you're on the bench you're thinking of everything, watching everyone, seeing how they're going down. So it's no fun sitting on the bench, so just being thrown into it, you don't have time to think about it, you just go in and start playing another game of rugby.
How does it feel to have given the Irish people such a great day? I suppose the early kick-off helps everyone to go out later. It's going to be a great day in Dublin and in London for the Irish people.
Yeah, I think that's something we definitely don't underestimate, how giving the Irish people these special days and how special it is to us to provide these special moments, and we see the sport and we absolutely love it.
And finally, what's the mood like in the dressing room?
Yeah, it's awesome. Stark contrast to 2 weeks ago, how we just knew that it wasn't where we should be and what we hold ourselves to. So the feeling of just sitting in the changing room sharing a beer with your teammates afterwards when you know you've put in a proper performance and emptied yourself is incredible.
The one negative of the day for Ireland is, of course, James Lowe's injury. It's yet to be seen how serious that is, but Andy Farrell admitted in the post-match presser that it didn't look too good. But very finally, let's hear from the England camp, where moods, obviously, are not quite as high. Here's Steve Borthwick summing up his side's second defeat in a row.
Steve, was that a bit of a reality check today?
It's bitterly disappointing. Huge credit to Ireland and the way they played, and they took their chances really, really well, and I thought their kicking game was excellent today. This team's been very, very good for quite a long period of time now at games that are tight. Even if we go a score or two down, then been very, very strong in that second half and always find a way to win that second half. Fortunately, for 2 weeks now, we've given ourselves a mountain to climb. We've given the opposition too many points early in the game, and we've not got scoreboard presence. And so we'll be looking closely at that and essentially how I set the team up to make sure that doesn't happen again.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.